The plan is to finish off the basic thing and then try and do a chazara together from the beginning of this sugya with the Ashmam and the Tesis and the Ran and the Rif, try and work it all out and tie it all up. So let's try and finish off the Tesis then, and then we can start again basically and make sure we've got it clear. Yeah, because there's been Baruch Hashem quite a lot of Tesis, and we want to make sure that we know what's going on. So we have two Tesis to do, and then we're at the beginning. So we had a Gemara. The Gemara said, Bruno said, I need the other way, Kaddish. Somebody washes his hands, can't make Kiddush, can't do Kiddush, recite Kiddush. Said Tesis, Pirish Hashbam, the top of the Amr. Pirish Hashbam, we say that there are Amr. Yeah, you have it? Kubhava Mazadim?
Yes.
Amr Bey, sorry, I need the other way, Kaddish. Pirish Hashbam, and that's how we understand. That's how Rashbam told him. Don't make good hetzach hadas. It's Rav Amram Goyim. Yeah, this Rashbam called it Siddur, and a sefer which is the start of what you're meant to do on during the course of the year. He calls it Siddur Amram, and so he calls it Siddur Amram. Same idea. Then the chesar in here is because of hetzach hadas. If you make kiddush, then you have Mimisiyachdas, and you have to do another kiddush. If you wash your hands and then you make kiddush, then you've had hetzach hadas.
You have to wash again.
You have to wash. Thank you so much. You have to wash again. You have to wash your hands again. Right, that was the Rashbam's pshat. It was a quick chazara throughout. Anyone disagrees with this pshat? Does anyone say another pshat? Well, the problem is, if you would wash your hands and then do kiddush, say kiddush.
You have to listen to somebody else.
Yeah, you have to listen to somebody else. Does anyone say, the Rashbam saying, because otherwise you'll have hetzach hadas and you'll have to wash again. Did anyone say any other reason, give another reason why you can't make kiddush? That's not Rishon. Any other Rishon say why you can't make
one of the four that we
can do? Yeah, yeah. So it's good that we're going to be doing it together then.
Making on bread, so you have to listen to somebody else.
Oh, say again? You're almost there. We'll see you next time. There was places when they saw no Benatam said the pshat. Benatam said the pshat, we're worried you'll get carried away, right? Yeah, we're worried you get carried away and you'll forget to eat bread.
No, you don't need a muffin suda.
It's not because of Hezekadah. No, Hezekadah means if I'm involved in something, then that itself is a breach. I'm going to have to wash again. That itself, the actual fact that I made Kiddush is a breach. And you have to wash yourself again and wash your hands again. It's like speaking between eating and making a brach on eating. At the aspect, you have to wash again. That was the pshat of the Rashbam. That says it's true. But in the time, that wasn't the pshat. It wasn't because of a chash you get. It was because of the issa of making a break. But possibly a concern. Concern, if you wash your hands, you possibly will go off and you won't eat. And that will be that your bracha was the bracha of Atal. That was Ma'anach of Tesis. And we saw the Rif had yet a third Ma'anach that he shows which one you wanted better. You wanted the bread better, and therefore you have to make kiddush on the bread. And you can't make kiddush on bread, the contrary bonum. That was the Rif's Ma'anach. Okay, we're going to go over the Ma'alchim. That was how Tesis does it. Rishon Shvam, we say to them, Amram, Mishum Hesra Chadas. The reason is because if you then make kiddush in between, you've basically taken a break between the Matilis Zidayim and the Amaitin, and you have to wash again. Because, so there's an answer on that. I've got a very strong question. The Rav Gufe, what does it mean by these words? The Rav Gufe. He wants to say that Rav said, in Peri Kalabosa, Kama Pekala Basa. Noita Adam Yadav Shachris, a person washes his hands in the morning. And can make it nigh that this washing should be good for the whole of the day. Right? And therefore Tosfos wants to ask that what? Why are we saying if you wash your hands to make kiddush? It says the Hesach HaDaas, we know you can wash your hands in the morning with intention should last the duration of the whole day. So what does Tosfos mean by those words? So Rav Gufei, what does he mean by the word Gufei?
Himself.
Yeah, what do you mean by himself? Karmites, he himself says. What does it mean to stress by these words of Gufei? He himself, you're quite right. He's come to stress he himself. What does he mean to stress by that? Maybe it's obvious to you. But who is the one speaking here? Who's speaking in the Ashtaga? Rabbroinin, the name of Rav. Right, he's saying over in the name of Rav, Alokha. What's he saying in the name of Rav? Now, Rav said, if you wash your hands and make kiddush, you made the Hesek and you have kiddush adayim. Frank Tasers, but Rav himself, the Maharaj Shmaitzer, Rav himself, said that you can wash your hands in the morning, and for the duration of the day, you're yaitzer with that washing. Rav Gufei is Rav himself. Right? He himself said that's good enough to wash in the morning and that's good enough for all day. So what's Rav Brunner saying in the name of Rav?
Maybe it's a new day. You're going from one day to the next. So it's...
Which case?
In Rav Brunner's case.
Rav Brunner was talking about somebody washed his hands and then
they made it.
Oh, you're saying because now
yeah.
Shabbos is
yeah.
Like a new day.
New day.
No. Right. Shabbos is when you're makabel Shabbos, not when you make kiddush. Even if it be true what you say. Yeah, but Shabbos, I'm ready. It's ready Shabbos earlier.
Well, that helps my point. You've run out of the prior day. It's not Erev Shabbos anymore.
No, but why, if you wash your hands to eat bread, can that not work? What's the problem? You wash your hands to eat bread, and then
in
you make
the morning,
kiddush.
He did an Erev Shabbos in the morning.
Right. So how did you understand what the question of Tosfos was? I understood the question of Tosfos was like this, that if we see that washing in the morning can help for 5 hours later, even though you're doing things in the middle, certainly washing just before you eat should help for eating, even though you're doing a little bit of kiddush in between. That's how I understood the question.
Okay.
Right? So if that's the question, the way I understood it, it's a very strong question. Rav himself said you can wash in the morning and it'll help for hours later. So certainly should help in the certainly should help just before. The reason why I'm stressing that that's how I understood it. I do know some answer, but that's the answer. But no, there's a special thing that you wash in the morning. Mm. The morning washing helps a lot all day, but not things in the middle. It's, I think they're back onto that. But the pastor that says the kasha is asking. So he's asking the kasha, he's only like I'm understanding. So the washing in the morning should help all day. Certainly washing just before you eat should help for when you eat. Right?
In the run of a normal day in this situation, everything's good now and noon. Excuse me, the water's been cut off in the town, they're not going to for a couple of months. Oh my gosh, my next washing, I'm going to make it for the rest of the day. Because I didn't make it.
There's places of asking, it should work. Forget about what I just said. This thing, it should work. Right? This thing, it should work. Vishvayma. The tnai lo mahani. Tnai doesn't help. If there's no water, that's when you can make some condition and say my washing in the morning will help for the whole day. But if you have water, then Chazal did not allow it. Or Rav didn't allow. Therefore, here you've got water. So since you've got water, it's not going to help you to wash your hands and say I want it to work for the kiddush. Because you've got water, you have to wash before you make a mitzvah. The tnai le mahani and eicha de reshkicha maya. Kugoyin, for instance, shein amayim besamach, he doesn't have water nearby. Besamach means nearby. Choy si yesh loy, vetzorach v'vam acherim. Or he has it, but he needs it for going on a journey. And for other things. It's negea when people are going on tiulim. the schlepping water, but it's very hot. They need the water for drinking. Okay, so what are you meant to do? You also need water for washing your hands, for eating the bread. So what can you do?
Make nine.
So one of the eights is to make it nine. You wash your hands in the middle, in the beginning of the morning, say three, everything, and you say, this should help me for my bread, which I'm going to eat much later on. So yeah, but they can help. One of the eights can help, but you have to then look after your hands, right? Make sure your hands don't touch things as you go along.
And you have to eat bread when you're making it nice.
No. You wash your hands in the morning, an egg about that. Yeah? Wash your hands in the morning. Challenge you today.
Okay.
Wait, that isn't mostly
why?
Why is it?
Yeah,
but make your washing, you just need one, so it's even better. I'll feed you a cow, I'll just need to wash once. So, nice.
Can I go to the bathroom?
I feel covered.
Huh? Goes to the bathroom three times in a day, but he's covered.
Yes, yes, and now the halachas work with it tonight. I mean, pikyon is at night. Helps. Another eight is to start eating. Wash, start eating, and then you're in the middle of your meal, and then you keep going for the rest of the time. That's another eight. Yeah, work it out.
No,
the other eight days to find water you can wash your hands with as you go along. Right, take a cup along, and you find a stream, and you can wash from the stream. The stream, fill up the cup, you wash your hands, it's fine. Okay, so that was the cash of places. So what I'm going to do tonight in the territory is, tonight in the house if there's no water, but here you've got water, therefore tonight doesn't help. How do you know that? When you do have water, and you've got water nearby, tonight doesn't help. The condition doesn't help. How do you know that? Because it must be awesome. Like, it's clear over there. Where's over there? In the wash your hands in the morning, piyasta alaihu, alayu, and make a condition that kula yuima, they should work for the whole day.
Can I say the words as if they are always one like that?
Right. The Hanu B'nai Paksa, the Arabs, those people that used to cut the Arabs, could go in Asun, you don't have water by you. Moshe Yudaihu, wash your hands, Misapra in the morning, Viasno Alayu, and make a condition about them, they should last Kule Yoima for the entire duration of the day. So you see, says the Gemara, that, so what do we see from the Gemara? Nothing yet so far. All you see is that he said you can make it tonight. But Tosafot wants to prove from there must be some kind of case when there's no, where there's no water. So where do we see that in that Gemara? As we said, it was Kuvav and Beit.
Kuvav and Beit.
Yeah, sorry, I apologize. Paksa de Alves means a valley of a medina called Alves. People of the valley of Alves. The people of the valley of Alves, but they didn't have water. So he told them. Other people say it means the shuk of Arvis. Okay, different type of different explanations. So what do you see from that? So he says, the Gemara said, Ikedami. The Gemara said, Ikedami. Bishas and Chak. They pligged the Rav, and they argue with Rav. So that's the Gemara. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara said, we're talking about Neymar, the people of that place, they didn't have water. And Rav said, you know what, we can rely on the Tanai. Rava said, some say the Rava only said it b'shas atzchak. The Rava said that b'shas atzchak, when you don't have water, but even then only b'shas atzchak, I'll allow you to rely on this tnai. And if so, he argues with Rav. Rav said, you can rely on this tnai. Just like that. And some people say that Rava said it even shalei b'shas atzchak. You don't have water. And since you don't have water, I'll allow you to wash your hands even shalei b'shas atzchak. And that's like your Rav's opinion. That's what the Gemara there says. I mean, the question was, do you need a double heads are here. Number one, you don't have water. And number two, it's also in a very difficult situation where it's difficult for you to find water, to bring yourself water. So if it's beside the fact and there's not enough of water here, I'll allow you. If that's what Rava says, then it's not like Rav, because Rav says it's not even shalei b'shas atzchak. Even when it's not a pressing circumstance, I'll let you.
How is that? Just because it starts off with Rav, and it's going to Rav.
Right. Because he wants to prove from Rava, from that Gemara, then Rava, what's the halacha of Rav? Right. So Rava said that to these people from that place, since you don't have water, I'll let you off. And I'll let you do it tonight at the beginning of the morning. Since you don't have water, and what? And it's very difficult for you to supply the water. It's a shazam chak, you're in a difficult situation. Either that's what Robert says, or no, since you don't have water, it's enough. Right? Right, just single answer. Now the Gemara says, if it's only because it also has this added dimension, it's also Shas Atzchak, then it's not like Rav. Because Rav was much even Shalei B'Shas Atzchak.
He said if you had a need present.
And if you learn that Rav was much even Shalei B'Shas Atzchak, then that is like Rav says. Rav says, if you need the water for something else, you don't need to use it. You can make the tanai. And Rava also said that if you need the water for something else, you can make the tanai. So we have two Malcolm and the Gemara there. One Malach is the Gemara said that Rava was only matrit in B'Shas Atzchak. B'Shas Atzchak. And the other one, Rava said, a matrit even Shalei B'Shas Atzchak. Right? That means, according to the first Malach of the Gemara, I'm thinking about that. You didn't have water. But go and make sure you bring yourself water. If it's a shot of chag, you can't bring yourself water, I'll let you off. According to the second malach of the Gemara, you don't have water. That's enough of a reason to tell me that you can make it tonight in the beginning of the day.
Even if you could get water somewhere else later?
Even though I could have troubled myself and brought water. But the mere fact there's not enough water is enough of a reason to say I can make it tonight. But that's all in Rava. That's all in Rava. Two Malcolm and Rava. What's that got to do with your house?
One goes like Rav, one does.
Because the Gemara said that if you're going to say that Rava only permitted it, b'shas atzchak, that's not like Rav. And if you're going to say that Rava permitted it, even shalei b'shas atzchak, it is like Rav. But all of this is talking about a case where there wasn't enough water, where they lived in a place where there wasn't water. Right? So we see that Rav only permitted it in a place where there wasn't enough water. That's what Tosfos wants to bring. The fact that we sing in Rava. Rava is like Rav, only in a case where there's no water. So you see Rav holds that this condition only applies when there's not enough water like Rav. Alright, let's see inside. A little bit complicated to write. Let's see inside. She's saying it's mukach from there. Kedemashma also. Tekama, the Gemara says, Amar Rav al Anu b'nei Pak Sadar. He said to those people on the valley of Arvis, Kedemashma, you, that I speak of Chumayah, that you don't have water. Water, you don't have flowing water, right? For instance, an example, you don't have tap water, that's what we have nowadays. You don't have tap water. Somebody's living in a place where there's no tap water. So we're going to allow you now to make it tonight in the morning, and that should serve you for the whole day. He says, Rava, no. So he told them, you can make it tonight. He said, Mashu, Daich Mitzafah, wash your hands in the morning, And that should make it naiva, should help it all day. So on that, the Gemara said, Ikidami. The Gemara suggested that was only with an added dimension, an added situation. B'shas Hatzchak. You can't go and buy water from the Makolet. It doesn't exist. So in a situation where it's an added dimension of B'shas Hatzchak, that's when I'll allow you to rely on Yitznai in the morning. It pligged the Rav. That argues with the Rav.
What's the difference between not having in the Shabbat?
Not having means the water is not a common thing. Shabbat Chak means nice and nachon. It's not common. But I could exert myself and make sure I find some water. Right? Right. So make sure you bring. Go and bring some. So B'nai Baxter didn't have nearby, they didn't have water. So they didn't have water. But so what? Trouble yourself and make sure you find some. Make an order in front of it and get you off some. Oh, so the Gemara there says, okay, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara there says the Rava only permitted it either only Pshat Tzchak, and then that's not like Rav, because Rav was matter even in the same Pshat Tzchak. Rav said, hey, you need the water for something else. You can rely on it tonight. He didn't say only Pshat Tzchak, you should go and find it. So that's not like Rav, because Rav says even Shalei Pshat Tzchak, it's going to be okay. The Ikadami, the Rav was matter even Shalei Pshat Tzchak. The mere fact you didn't have water is enough of a reason to be made up. That's what the Gemara there says. And then it is like Rav. It means what Rav says is like Rav. So what did Rav say? Rav said if you don't have water, then you can rely on it, even Shalei Shaz of Tzchak. But only with the condition that you didn't have water. So he said, say something, you're right, to my friend that I started off with. Rav, there was nothing. Tonight, was only talking about a case where there's not plentiful water. Right? Where you don't have water, you need the water for something else. That's where Rav was matzit. But Rav wasn't matzit. It's done when you have water to rely on the tzai that you said in the morning. So that's the answer. Take the kasha. Take the kasha. How could Rav Breina say that you can't wash your hands in the morning, and you can't wash your hands before kiddush, and use that for the hamotzi? I, Rav, said you can make it tonight. The answer is,
that's when you don't have water.
That's only when you have water. When you have water, you can't make it tonight. How do I know that? Because you see, for Rava was talking about when you don't have water, and only then the Gemara said that's like Rav. So you see, Rav holds, you can only make it tonight if you don't have water. Right?
But what if he holds not like Rav? If Rav holds that you need it, B'shas Hatzchak.
It's only not like
not
Rav.
Like Rav.
It's only not like Rav because Rav was massive B'shas, even Shalei B'shas Hatzchak. But that condition that you need water, that Rav would agree to. The only reason why Rav disagrees with Rav, because Rav held that once there's no water, that's enough of a reason, and you can even...
So that part of whether Rav goes like Rav doesn't really matter to answer Rav's question.
The basic bottom line of this Gemara was that it was B'nai Baxter, so they didn't have water. And then the whole thing can start. Maybe Shalei B'Shas HaTzchak only, or maybe even, and maybe in B'Shas HaTzchak, maybe Shalei B'Shas HaTzchak, maybe. But the bottom line was that the basic rule was you didn't have water.
Why did he want to go to the
Because the Gemara that said brought in Rav. So you see, Rav fits in with that Gemara. Right? It means Rav also fits in with that Gemara. Just Rav was a little bit more machme, and Rav says, only B'Shas HaTzchak, and Rav says, no, even Shalei B'Shas HaTzchak. But the bottom line in the Gemara, the basic rule, the Hanach Aduma, you need to have a matzah where there's no water, that's a given, but it goes to Rav and it goes to Rav. Rav is just a little bit more than that, more machme than that. Pass.
So
Rav Chanan Mefarish. So that's the end of the Maharach. Why can't you wash your hands? Why can't you wash your hands before Kiddush? If my spirit is also reason. Hesek. So we learned other reasons, and now we're going to have yet another one. Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan Mefarish, another reason why you can't wash before Kiddush. Not the other way, challenges from the Mechzik, not the other way, the Paris. It looks as if you're washing your hands for fruit. That's like being haughty, and therefore, that's why you can't do it. And therefore, you should get somebody else to make kiddush for you.
But you don't say nothing unless you tell you what fruit is.
Right, and that's why, if you wash hands with Nitzitz Adayim, it's as if you are stating that you should wash your hands with fruit. And that's wrong.
Do you know baseball
that you wash your hands? Let's explain something. There's three halachos in Nitzitz Adayim. Number one is, for fruits, you don't wash the chal. Dry fruits, you don't wash the chal. Number two is, for wet fruits, according to halacha, you should be washing your hands. Some people say nowadays it doesn't apply.
With the bracha or without
the bracha? You should be washing your hands with even with a bracha.
Oh, really?
But some say it doesn't apply nowadays.
The bracha or the washing?
The washing. So that's why we don't wash hands with the bracha. That's why we don't wash hands with the bracha. Since the machleik is mishenim, therefore we don't do it with the bracha. But according to the time of chazal, when you do have to wash hands, it's even with the bracha. And then third halacha is for bread, which of course we do nowadays, and we do it with the bracha as well. So now, if somebody would wash his hands for wine, it's as if he's stating to the world, you should know chazal said you only have to wash your hands for fruit, wet fruit. Chazal said you only have to wash your hands for bread. Me, my broad shoulders. Me, I feel chazal, what's your lenient? And I say you should wash your hands even for wine. And that's a terrible thing to do. It's a hedgehog, you're a fool, you're an idiot, you got to look any name just because I'm calling you. It's a terrible thing to do. Now this guy, says Rav Chanan, he's washing his hands in order to eat bread, but he's making kiddush first. So somebody might think that he's washing his hands for the wine, and which is a terrible thing to do. Therefore, better that he shouldn't be the one making kiddush. Let somebody else make kiddush, and then everyone will see that he didn't wash his hands for that, but rather washed his hands for the bread.
Did we see this somewhere else?
We did, as Rashbam brought it. There wasn't a reason why. There wasn't a reason of Rashbam why he must wash hands. But
at this point, his reason was bracha was mechala. But he also added that he could also be
most wet food.
For fruit that's got water, liquid on it. One of Zaymashkim, the halacha, according to Shulchan Aruch, is you have to wash your hands for it before you
cook
the
siman.
But Moshe Peretz is from England, and therefore he'd never heard of it, because in England and in Russia and in most of Europe, they hold, like the Rishonim hold, that it doesn't apply nowadays, and therefore we don't do it. Right?
Why?
Because some of the tithe is not again nowadays. Right? Well, the theme is Shemes of Kuf Tes Zayin. When you get there,
it's
so it's not to do with
the bread.
Some of the title is to do with Shach Truma.
Something else. You ate olives for the bread.
Truma. Sure. Truma. It's to do with Truma. And Truma has got a high dog of some of the...
So if you can eat olives, they're in Ryan or whatever they're in. Because that's where...
I can pick up cucumbers.
So you can eat them...
So if it's a type of food that's always eaten with knives and forks, then you don't have to wash your hands according to all opinions. But if it's the type of food that you would eat with your hands, such as you happen to do, if you want to eat with your knife and fork, then according to the opinions that you have to wash your hands, you have to wash your hands for that. But again, you should know you're in good company. Fishing a fish into tea, eating a piece of meat, anything which is normally eaten with liquid, and anything which has liquid on it, and is normally eaten, but with hands, needs to be washed your hands. For it, according to that opinion, in Broadband Shulchan Aruch, which a lot of people hold of, and a lot of people don't. So we have now the new Mahalach. It says Rav Chanan, and Rav Chanan says, that's the reason why you can't wash your hands before him. Because people will say, but let me ask you, I don't know this for sure. According to Rav Chanan, can you drink from the wine? Chayit Rashbam learns from the Yashma Kiddush and you can drink from it. That's what he said. From the Yashma Kiddush and you can drink from it.
So people ask.
For Kunja Bukhanan, is that the same?
Does one thing you have to drink or not?
No, you don't have to drink. You should do it.
Yeah, so.
What do you mean by have to? You're not yoitza otherwise? Submit you to do it? Meaning what? If you don't, you're not yoitza? No. That doesn't mean it's a mitzvah to drink from Kesha Bracha, but after that, and you won't be yoitza otherwise, no. Never said that. So, couldn't you have a chonon though? Couldn't you have a chonon? Are you allowed to drink from it?
Yes.
He doesn't say, so what would you say?
Yes.
If Zev's saying it's awesome, if Zev, speak yourself out, why? I hold like Zev.
If it's not also, but it's in English what it says. He means that the chat is, the person does sound like this, but he's whatever, he's a leader, Balgaiva, whatever it is. So therefore, since he cannot do it, so it's properly batala, he cannot do it, it's also.
No. My question was, that if you wash your hands, so you don't make kiddush, somebody else will make kiddush, I'm saying, can you drink from that wine? Can you drink from that wine?
Yes.
Rashbam said yes. Rashbam said yes.
Why not?
Yossi's saying yes, and Arab Zev said yes.
No, by now I didn't have
that. Saying that.
You eat bread mostly, and then you get your wine, and you say, what if we're got to drink it?
Why are you saying what you're saying?
When you, this guy is going to wash, and this guy's sitting here, and he's washed, he's waiting for the wine to come. He's washing, but he's going to rub alcohol.
And here's the whole chesaron is. It looks like that you're washing hands for the drinking of the wine.
No.
So if you drink the wine, then that's the gafe ruach. That's the whole chesaron is. You're washing your hands. What are you washing your hands for? Really, you're doing it for bread. But people think you're washing it for what? Not for kiddush. Notice that the chiz washing it for kiddush. For gafe ruach, for peiros. But what's the base? It's the drinking of the wine. So if you now go ahead and say, okay, I'm not going to drink the wine. I'm not going to make kiddush. You make it, I'm going to drink the wine. Then why have we just solved it? You've got exact same bayai that people will see you washing your hands for drinking the wine. And therefore I think, unless you give me a very valid reason why I'm wrong, it's forbidden to drink from the wine of the kiddush before you eat most. Now Rafi's saying, wash and then drink after. That's fine. To eat the most and then drink after. It's like a son.
Getting more margin to Gemara. Gemara says, Zohi Kaddish. Margin was just Zohi Kaddish, but you can drink. So now that I'm saying all of a sudden you're going to make more margin to Gemara?
No.
Gemara says, Zohi Kaddish. Margin will you drink?
No, it's not. First of all, it's not mashma. And second of all, you can drink after you wash, after you have a mighty, after you have a mighty, you can drink.
You just say, "Burn for your cup." You have to wash from the bottle.
Huh? Then,
you need a bucket for you. You need more tea. Why are you making your own bucket now?
You're not allowed to drink. Because guys are wrong.
That was an excuse.
I'm giving you a minute to say something sensible. Okay, after that, I'm turning you off.
You want to do the Gilas Abayim for something you didn't have to do.
What didn't you have to do?
You didn't have to do the Gilas Abayim
before making kiddush. No, that's not what Rav Chanan says. Rav Chanan says, it looks like you're doing it because of pay raises.
Yeah.
Nothing with kiddush, pay raises. For drinking the wine. You don't need to just do it for drinking the wine. For drinking the wine. That's what he says. The main comment says, if you wash hands before kiddush, it looks as if you're washing hands for drinking the wine. And that's a bad thing. And therefore what? Get somebody else to make kiddush. Now if you go and drink that wine, of course it's got a real. Talk, I'll see you in a minute.
I have a gimbal here.
Oh, you got a gimbal? What's the gimbal saying?
I don't know.
There are a
few gimbals. Gimbal.
I'm trusting a command that of Tav Kuvav that you're not allowed to wash your hands for all pigs. Okay.
Which gimbal was it?
What did you say?
All the
you're not the one making this, maybe people aren't paying so much attention to you.
Maybe.
You're asking something to make history. That's what we're talking about.
No, so what?
But the fact that you're doing that, people realize, you made a mistake, so I'm getting over the kitchen on somebody else. Now I'm sitting over here, I'm not going to be able to drink from it, because I understood it was a mistake.
Stop. Okay, that's what I'm also just saying. Now he's talking to him. Okay, I ask him, yes, mock him or lie, maybe to say other. They don't talk about it. So, Muska isn't like I'm saying. You want to be Mechamed to his thing? I've got no right against it.
Possible.
You want to say the sins. I'm giving it to somebody else. People realize that. I must be doing this because of the bread and not because of the wine. And once people realize that, that's why I can drink from the wine as well.
But at the end of the day,
there's nothing wrong with drinking wine between your washing and your eating of the hamotzi. The only thing that's wrong is people will get the wrong opinion, wrong idea. And if you want to say, therefore, since I've gone out of my way to show that I'm the hamotzi man, since I'm going out of my way, therefore there's no concern.
If the cup was right on the outside and you hadn't touched it,
that's fine.
Do you have to do that again?
It's fine. Let's see if somebody mentions your point. Give me half a minute to check the mosque at the back. See if he says what you're saying.